Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So I finally got the survey done so we could try to, I guess, take the temperature of some of you who are holding off on the vaccine. As I told you yesterday, I'm a little concerned on a variety of fronts, okay? One is it looks like public officials are going to start getting a little bit more assertive, maybe aggressive, in terms of approaching those who are vaccine hesitant. And I'm hearing from many of you that you feel kind of intimidated. You feel a little misunderstood. Many of you have been accused of being political, being supporters of President Trump, whether you support him or not. And I think, as I said, many of you are probably feeling a little misunderstood. On the flip side, this variant is definitely, you know, making itself known. It's putting kids into the hospital. We're seeing vaccinated people, come down with it as well and even become hospitalized. I think there was a recent death in somebody who was vaccinated. So very, very still low numbers in the vaccinated population. But this Delta variant appears to be a beast. And so we created a survey because there's going to be, as Delta variant becomes more severe, there's going to be a momentum that public officials are going to want to use to try to draw more people into getting vaccinated. And at first it was sweepstakes and guys, please do it, and having, you know, actors and celebrities, you know, say this is your shot. But many of you are concerned that there's going to be different sort of measures, such as door-to-door, such as not allowing you to fly, such as vaccine passports. So I think it would help for public officials and health officials to know what exactly the reasons are. So it's a very quick survey, only three questions. And one is, did you get the shot? You know, then you're done. If you didn't get the shot, is it that you're just never planning on it? If you're thinking about it and you are going to get it, but you're waiting now. And then the next question, which is just the final question, but it gives a bunch of different options on how to answer. The next question is, so what are some of the reasons? So, like, one such reason is, I don't believe the safety has been established. Another is, I'm concerned about the side effect profile. Another is, I don't live by a medical facility, such that if I do have a medical event, I don't live close by. So we tried to, in the survey, include so many different options as well as in others, so you could just actually put what you think, what your actual concerns are, because as I believe so much of the public health experts, including Fauci, are thinking about targeting it from a political standpoint. And I think they're already making a mess, saying it's the red state, it's the Trumpers, it's this. I think Montana is one of the highest, next to Vermont. I think Montana comes in second as the most vaccinated state. And Montana is considered a red state. So I keep reminding people, let's shy away from this, you know, conservative versus liberal, and let's actually ask the people what they're concerned about. So some of the other reasons here that some of you have even put is, I don't feel the clinical studies adequately represented my race, gender, age, condition. Some of you have cancer. Some of you have HIV. And you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm convinced yet. So we put those down as options. Some of you feel one dose is sufficient. I can't take off work to get the shot or deal with possible side effects. I'm concerned about future fertility. I had COVID before and feel I'm immune. I've had a bad reaction to vaccines in the past. I'm allergic to a component of the vaccine. I have a religious exemption. I'm pregnant. My provider told me to wait. I am against the idea of vaccination. I'm concerned the vaccine can interfere with my natural immunity. I don't have transportation to a vaccine facility site. Now, this is one. One of you clicked, I live alone and I'm worried that no one can help me if I do get an adverse event. So even though the adverse events are very, very rare, you know, and we watch you for 30 minutes after your shot, some people an hour, many of you are worried you're going to go home and there's nobody to watch you. That's a valid concern, and we need to know about that. You know, so then if there's things we could do to help. I don't feel safe going to a vaccination site. If somebody's been raped, if somebody's been mugged, if somebody's been attacked, and they need to take three buses to get to a vaccination site, they're probably going to pass. So these are things to think about. I don't know enough about the vaccine. I would like some more information. I know someone who had a serious side effect to the COVID-19 vaccine. And so I really urge any of you who have not had the vaccine to at least share, and it's anonymous. There's no way your name is coming up on this, and it comes to me, and it's just like points. There's no way for us to see the name or anything like that, and I'm not giving this data to anybody. I'm just talking about it on air, and I'm just going to publish a little piece on what the numbers are. But we're starting to get some of your questions and your responses in, which are very, very helpful. One I want to read here, which I thought was pretty, let me see here. I've tried to find one. One goes into, let me see, hold on a second. I want to pull this one up for you guys. I apologize. I'm allowed to look things up. This one person said, I am very pro-vaccine, but honestly, during the whole 2020, I have seen medicine politicized to the point that I honestly don't even know I can trust the CDC and FDA anymore. No masks, yes masks. Two masks, COVID not lab leaked. Wait, we think of maybe from a lab, he writes. Information is too flighty right now for me to take something during the experimental phase. My gut keeps telling me to wait, so I wait. So, you know, while the media and public officials are accusing people of being anti-vaxxers, being misled by misinformation, I think, you know, before people make these judgments, let's actually see what people are honestly saying. So this survey is on my Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, my Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. It's on my website under a vaccine hesitant article. And reach out. I'd love to see your survey responses. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Mitchell is writing and asking if I think the schools are going to close again in the fall due to the Delta variant. So that's a very interesting question. I don't think a lot of people are speaking about that. So there's been, I guess, more children affected this wave with Delta than we saw with the Alpha, the UK variant. In fact, Mississippi is reporting 7 kids in the ICU, 2 on life support. We're talking about kids due to COVID. Now, we didn't really see a lot of kids affected last year. And this still isn't a lot, But it is, sadly, you know, a grim reality that this virus can affect kids. So in terms of schools, I really don't want to see schools close down again. But Mitchell has a point. This is something that obviously needs to just kind of be in us parents' back of the mind. If COVID was not as much of a pediatric issue last year and they closed down schools, which is something I brought up last year, I go, you know, if flu kills more kids than COVID and they close down the school for COVID, what are they going to do each year? And so I've always assumed that now they've had a means to closing down the school. Once you find the light switch, people are going to play, or once you found the button, you're going to play with the button. And so I would not be surprised if the schools, based on parental concerns, would consider closures in certain areas depending on the numbers. I'm just, though, pulling that out of my retroperitoneum. Okay? We have absolutely no guidance right now or discussions that have been going on within the school districts of what's going to happen, because right now they're playing catch up. You know, the world is trying to open up again, even though coronavirus is affecting certain countries. China seems to be doing fine. Your countries all around China seeming to be affected by, you know, these variants. And so while we're still trying to figure out what the heck is going on, I think America is right now in open up mode. The Biden administration promised schools would be open. Governors promised schools would be open. It wasn't popular. Parents are ticked. But then, parents are also the most protective people of their children on this planet, and they should be. And so if there does start to become more of an issue when it comes to COVID and kids, I wouldn't blame parents being concerned and school districts being concerned, especially since this is affecting more kids. So it's one of those things where I wish I could tell you guys, you know, we could move on from this. I want to move on from this. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think there's too much liability. I think there's still too much fear. I think there's also a lot of parents that, you know, they just don't want their kids in school. And especially with COVID. And so they might say, look, well, we're not going to bring our kids back. So you have to, as a public education system, provide a means for our kids to be trained virtually or trained remotely. So I believe that most school districts will still have that remote option. And then it'll be very easily hybrid or very easily switched if, you know, flu becomes bad or COVID becomes bad. I am bothered by the Delta variant putting people, kids into the ICU. I think this shows that we're dealing with a much different beast. And I don't understand why a virus like this mutated the way it did and became such a weird, it's not acting like any of the other viruses we know. It's even acting different from the original SARS. And again, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but that's why I'm thinking, you know, this got messed with. Or something might have happened. You know, when you try to contain nature, let's just say everybody's innocent. Let's say China's innocent. Let's say all these countries that are housing these microbes in order to figure out how to protect themselves later. And mind you, we had smallpox in a lab. I think we still do. Polio in a lab. I mean, we have every infectious agent that has ever been discovered in a lab, so we could at least try and so we could at least study it and then be prepared for a vaccine if we have to make one. I mean, one of the reasons why Moderna, in 42 days, was able to submit to the FDA that they have a vaccine is because, one, is we have some amazing technology that works quickly, but we already were studying SARS. And even if it wasn't, let's say, COVID-19, something similar. So we already had the backbone of it. So I'm not surprised when I hear labs have the viruses. But the one thing we have to realize is whenever you contain something in nature that is designed to be out there and doing its thing and evolving and around wind and around sunlight and all sorts of other factors, it changes. And then if we were exposed to a lab virus, a lab pathogen, it's going to be very, very different from that pathogen that was wild, out in the wild. And so even if this wasn't, let's say, genetically tinkered with, although there's geneticists that said, look, you know, we see the DNA. All right. But let's just give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Giving China the benefit of the doubt. Let's say nobody purposely manipulated this. If you're holding on to a virus from 2002 and it's been in a lab and you've allowed it to culture or you've allowed it to, you know, grow and a 19 year virus in a lab is going to change, or it's going to maybe affect humans that might have changed. I mean, we're talking 2 decades later. So, you know, this is just weird. You know, they say 1/4 of COVID-19 patients are still symptomatic after 6 months. We talked about long COVID. COVID is supposed to be, these coronaviruses are supposed to be similar to colds. You're not supposed to still have a cold 6 months out. You're not supposed to still have trouble tasting, trouble smelling, brain fog, depression. Somebody had psychosis and killed themselves. Okay, that's not what viruses are supposed to do. Now, mind you, some viruses are with us lifelong. Hepatitis could be with you lifelong. But hepatitis will camp out in the liver. Chicken pox, varicella virus will camp out along nerve roots. Herpes will camp out along a nerve root. But this virus just seems to not stay in one thing. It almost seems to still affect people chronically. That just makes no sense. What is it doing to kids now that it didn't do a year ago? Why is it now causing the immune response? Now, mind you, we don't know exactly what's going on. We do know there's you know, the multi-inflammatory system. We know there's conditions that this can cause to kids. But if this is starting to affect younger people more, why is it? It's because younger people are less careful. Is it because the virus is like, well, we can't go to older folks, so I guess we're going to have to figure out how to use a younger host? 46-year-old news host Kat Sadler revealed she's sick with COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. She's warning people that, you know, the pandemic is not over. Many people question, why would a vaccine as specific as an mRNA vaccine that is supposed to train our bodies to make the spike proteins, why is this virus still affecting people that were vaccinated? Again, this is a pretty... HIV, I told you guys, is one of the super smartest viruses out there, as opposed to the stupid viruses like some of the rhinoviruses out there. A rhinovirus, let's say, it gets into your nasal respiratory tree. You'll sneeze it out. You'll cough it out. The whole world knows you have it. And then it dies off in about 5 days. Not really the smartest one. Hepatitis, varicella, a little smarter. They get into you, a little bit more coy. Quiet a little bit, and then subtle, and then they'll stay with you for life. But HIV is one of the smartest. It affects the only cell that can attack it, the T cell. Right? It gets into you when you have fun, like sex, and then it, sometimes you just don't know for months that you have it. And so, you know, COVID might be, you know, almost in the same sneaky status as HIV. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As immigrants from Central and South America can now simply walk across the U.S.-Mexico border, on Tuesday, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is telling Cubans and Haitians, you are not welcome here.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
For the first time in Senate history, Senators Wednesday will move toward ending the federal prohibition on marijuana, removing it from the federal list of controlled substances. 18 states have legalized the recreational use of marijuana, and 37 states now allow the medical use of cannabis. USA Radio News. Pope Francis was discharged from a Rome hospital and returned home to the Vatican on Wednesday, 10 days after undergoing surgery on his colon. The Pope appeared for the first time in public since the surgery on Sunday, looking in good form as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. A federal law in place for decades was found to be unconstitutional. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law had banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit.
The 2021 Perseids meteor shower, the best meteor shower in my opinion, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Chuck Schumer and Congress is going to unveil a federal decriminalization bill of marijuana, wanting to legalize marijuana on a federal level. And this is not the first time that this has been approached, but this, the timing is right for something like this to move forward. And so right now I believe Chuck Schumer is addressing reporters, and they're offering the draft remove marijuana from the list of controlled substances and starting to regulate it, and then of course tax it. There's a lot of money in marijuana. So I'm not exactly sure what the federal tax structure is going to be in terms of marijuana, but some of the states that have marijuana legalized, they're making bucks. And how, as a doctor, all right, I told you guys, I was not a huge fan, but I did support the legalization of marijuana locally because I wanted it studied. And I do support the legalization of marijuana federally because I think there are some medicinal uses, and it's very difficult to study when you don't have uniformity, consistency with product, and people are getting their marijuana on the street that could be laced and tainted and with pesticides and fungi and things like that. And so if there are some medicinal purposes, whether it's for seizures, whether it's for glaucoma, whether it's for anxiety, whether it's for PTSD, that the barrier that the controlled substance labeling provides makes it very difficult. And we already have multiple states. The majority of states have at least some sort of either recreational or medicinal marijuana law allowances. So it's very, very difficult to have something legal in one state and then illegal in another. The other reason why I support it is because I think our police officers are pretty overwhelmed right now with everything going on. And for them to have to deal with minor crimes that related to, you know, marijuana possession when they're right now, you know, dealing with crime sprees across the United States, it just, I think, you know, relieving the illegal aspect of marijuana makes it easier. Now, that being said, as a physician, I am seeing other issues. I'm seeing a lot of other issues with marijuana. We're seeing psychosis. We're seeing chronic nausea in CHS, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. We're seeing relationships to heart disease, stroke. And so marijuana is not, shall we say, completely benign. For some, I think it's going to be a wonder drug. I think for some, it might actually help stave off their diabetes, help them with some of their insulin sensitivity, might help them with their sleep and their anxiety, might even help them with their weight. We've known a lot of marijuana users to either become overweight because they have the munchies or actually lose weight. So I think it's going to be different strokes for different folks. And for some people, marijuana is going to just work. For others, I don't know. It might be a gateway to other drugs. It might lead them to smoking. It may lead them to dropping out of school. I mean, marijuana is already very, very rampant in schools. See, in the 80s, you know, there was coke and speed and marijuana and all that. But, you know, the big thing is people were just smoking. You know, smoking in the boys' room. They were smoking and, you know, and then, you know, but, I mean, now it's marijuana is more popular than cigarettes. So we did a fantastic job with the Just Say No to Tobacco and Tar Wars and getting kids off smoking tobacco, but they're smoking weed. And it is so, so rampant. And I can't tell you how many people my kids went to school with are completely dropped out of school because, again, marijuana. So from a societal standpoint, we might have some issues. It's ridiculous to have it illegal now when you have states that have it legalized. It's such a mess right now that it makes sense there to be some uniformity. But other things we need to think about, which I spoke about, is marijuana in society. We haven't kind of figured out yet. We legalized it so quickly in states before we could really understand what infrastructure changes have to occur. So, for example, we have a huge truck driver shortage. Now, some of you will say, okay, well, just get people to drive a truck. All right. Well, you're not allowed to drive a truck, you can't get your CDL if you use marijuana. So if somebody has been off work during the pandemic and they've had a daily habit of marijuana and now they have to stop and they're used to it, they're not going to go back and drive. They're not going to take that job. So we, you know, I don't know if the federal, you know, change of marijuana would allow drivers to still use it. From what I understand, I think the Department of Transportation might still have restrictions on it. We don't really know all the inner workings with the bill. This is just a draft. It's called the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. And it's going to remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act. They're going to regulate it. According to New York Times, they're going to tax it. They're going to place federal rules. And states will be allowed to set their own marijuana laws. Businesses and individuals in states that have legalized its use will be free for the first time to sell and consume it without the risk of federal punishment. But we still have issues of our doctors and surgeons allowed to use it. Well, it's going to probably have to be regulated similar than to alcohol. Alcohol is legal. We could access alcohol. We could access alcohol any time of day. It could be in our house. It could even be in our cars as long as it's a closed container and in the back and, you know, a Bud Light or a box of wine or whatever, as long as the cork is still in it. But there's going to be rules on, well, you can't come to work with it. You can't be high. You can't operate on somebody having it in your system. You still can't drive a truck. You can't, you know, manage food. We spoke about how in some areas we had all these food-borne illness outbreaks. And, you know, rather than somebody being super, super diligent, washing their hands, you know, somebody's kind of relaxed and chill, they're going to be like, oh, I got it. The soap's good. So I think we as a society are moving very, very quickly and understandably so to make progress. There's going to be a lot of changes happening. And, in fact, I'm going to be talking about next about what I think Biden is going to do, the most progressive move yet. And so, I understand the speed because it's a little bit haphazard. It's a little chaotic with marijuana laws. But I do caution that even though I support us legalizing it and I really believe this is going to pass and we're going to be done with the illegal ranking of marijuana in the controlled substance state, shall we say, we have a lot of issues at the school academic level, at the, you know, health industry, the food industry level, at the, we also have issues of it's very expensive to go to a legal store and get marijuana. It is so expensive. These edibles, I had given a talk, and one of the ladies who has diabetic neuropathy says it's costing her about $600 a month. And that was a few years ago. $600 a month for her edible regimen for her diabetic neuropathy. If it's now $800 a month, what do you think the average person is going to do? They're not going to want to go the legal route, especially if the government gets to now take their cut, too. So it's going to maybe push more people to go to the bootleg, cheaper versions that aren't regulated. So just something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Okay, so some of you have kind of reached out asking about all the changes that have been happening and you know, some of the concerns with school and COVID. And I guess they might have a $3.5 trillion budget that now the government's going to agree on. And, oh, my finger hurts and my nose hurts. And so, you know, some of you have been kind of wondering about, you know, President Biden's mental state. And so I'm getting some of your questions, and I kind of just put everything together into this one little quick segment on what I believe is going on, okay? I know many people are worried about Biden's health. Many people are also worried that ever since Biden ran for office, there was a plan for the Democrats to force him to resign, and then they could put Kamala Harris in. And I kind of think the opposite is happening. All right. President Biden has been in politics for years. All right. And even though he has some legacies, there's not a lot that has been pretty well known, except he becoming president. And in his presidency, just like any other, in their first 6 months, they're going to do some sweeping reforms, sweeping changes. But what makes President Biden's presidency a little different is he has deputized his vice president and given her more central roles than would be expected. Now, Mike Pence hit the ground running, you know, working with NATO and, vice presidents do rack up a list of accomplishments. But I think many people are picking up on Kamala Harris being given a lot of things pretty quickly and early on. And one concern people had is if, let's say, the Democrats were going to push Biden out and Kamala to become president, you know, that she doesn't have the qualifications. She had issues in the primary. You know, he picked her as a running mate. What makes her ready for duty as president? So I just have the feeling what's happening is one of the biggest progressive moves President Biden could make is being the one to orchestrate a female coming into the Oval Office. And so rather than him being asked to resign and being pushed out, I think this is going to be of his own volition. And I just kind of have the feeling that he is going to, once he passes these monster bills, once he gets everything done that he promised, that he wanted to do, if the economy improves, if COVID starts to die down in a year or two, then he's going to find the opportunity to say, look, you know, I want to do one last major progressive move, and I want to, you know, give the country a female president. So I'm going to resign, so you will now have Kamala Harris as a president. And he would be the only person ever in the history of the U.S. to have done something like that, or could do, because once Kamala Harris is president, he made that move. Yet nobody else can then, you know, run as and be then the first female president. And so as he's making all these progressive changes and wide swings, there's nothing more progressive than stepping aside for a woman to become president. Now, as a woman who's an overachiever, I if I was in Kamala Harris's shoes, I'd be like, you know what? You know, you don't have to do me any favors. I'm going to earn this on my own. I'm going to, you know, win an election. I'm going to. But I just think, you know, he, with a lot of the issues that he's been having, you know, I don't see him wanting to run in 2024. I think he's going to try to leave on a high note, and he's going to try to cement his legacy with something this big. And so when people say, oh, I hope Kamala Harris doesn't become president, or, you know, what are the Republicans going to do in 2024, whatever, I think it's a done deal. And one symptom of this is he's giving her the border czar. He, in June, deputized her to now lead the administration's efforts on voting rights. She is very front and center. He even called her President Harris. I think twice in two different speeches. He even alluded to her as President Harris. And so people think it's a gaffe. People might think it's his cognitive state, you know, fluctuating. But I just think this is something in the works and is planned. And it, like I said, this isn't a Pelosi-Schumer thing. I think this is a him. Or maybe it wasn't his idea, it was theirs. But I just think he's going to follow through with it. The Democrats also will then be able to go into 2024 with a younger female candidate. And as opposed to Trump running against Biden again. I don't think they want to see another Trump-Biden run. They'd rather see a Trump-Harris election, probably. I don't think they want to see a Trump presidency or a Trump election, because that's going to be pretty rough on them. So, you know, immediately Harris spoke with President Emmanuel Macron like weeks into her position to express her commitment to strengthening bilateral ties. So that's when I start to realize what's going on, because people are like, why is she speaking to Emmanuel Macron? Why isn't it Biden? Well, again, they want her on the front of foreign policy. And then in terms of becoming border czar in March, and then leading the efforts on voting rights, they're starting to build her resume as quickly as possible. So, you know, how long can President Biden last? So he is, he's struggling. I think we all see it. As a physician, I just hope he's getting evaluated, getting the care he needs. I hope things aren't getting, you know, pushed under the rug. At least being president, you get some of the best doctors. But, the gaffes and mixing up Syria and Libya and, you know, countries, it's a mess. And so, you know, to have that focal, to have the focus change to having, you know, somebody that's, you know, his vice president taking over, the only way that's going to work is if he has it kind of under the pretense of, I am going to be, you know, the most progressive president and historic president yet. And so, you know, as a woman, I want to know that, you know, I got to be where I was because I earned it. You know, it's pretty, you know, you got to be kind of very careful. If, you know, it's, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. I'm going to make this happen. It almost kind of highlights, okay, well, you know, men are needed in order to have women progress. But I think he wants to show that Kamala Harris can handle, I don't want to use the term big boy, everybody says, you know, big boy pants, but that Kamala Harris can handle, you know, foreign policy border issues, even though many people are debating how effective she's been. But for her to meet with Central American leaders, for her to already be doing the amount of foreign policy she's doing, for her to be as involved as she is, we see more of Kamala Harris than him. I think he is grooming her to take over soon. And it's going to really depend on where the economy is. Now, we have inflation. That's not, you know, he's not going to want to leave. And, you know, he's going to want to leave on a high note because he's been in politics for 38 years now. So he's going to want to leave on a high note. So for those of you wondering when Kamala would take over, my guess is it's going to be when the economy gets better, when the variants of COVID subsides, when we've hit 70%+ of people vaccinated and we're seeing less vaccinated people show up in the hospital, when things start to calm down by next year, I predict 2022, 2023, President Biden is going to make that move. And some people are going to think it's the best move ever. Others are going to think, you know, but wait a second, we voted for you. And then, you know, so it's definitely, if I was a Democratic strategist, I would tell him to do it. But I know there's a lot of concern. And so that's just my prediction. 1-877-DOT-LA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.